Hello and welcome to Rob and Locke Discuss. Is that what the topic's called?
Discuss, it's a bit formal. It's a bit ew.
Explore.
Explore, investigate.
That's my favourite meme at the moment.
What?
Brother, ew.
Oh, yeah.
Spanian. I just find it just the funniest.
I remember watching his video when he's saying that. He's the king. I saw him like pop all over.
Not the Spanian one. It's the, like, that meme that everyone uses on all the videos and stuff, the overlay of the guy going, "Brother, ew."
Yeah, but I think it's Spanian who says it. And they're using that as a sample. Or he's copied it and he starts saying it. But anyway, Spanian's the man.
It's my favorite meme by Mark. Honestly, I've been seeing it. It's not like I haven't seen it now probably 500 times.
Yeah.
Still laugh.
Yeah.
Every time I still laugh.
And that's just a hard task to make you laugh. I just think it's like, your face just cracks and it's like, I reckon your body and yourself's like, "What's that?"
No, I laugh all the time, mate. It's just that you're not that funny.
Oh, do you sit on the toilet? How long are you sitting on the toilet to get a break from the kid and the wife? And you're just playing on your phone looking at memes, huh?
Not that often.
No.
Because Matilda comes in.
Yeah.
There's not that much of a break, mate. Yeah, you know, like, true. She's right there.
Yeah. Daddy Worm. What's been happening?
Well, I think this week, short week, Easter's coming up. Favourite time of year, Easter. Yeah. I reckon Easter's better than Christmas.
I like it too because the Rip Curl Pro's on. It's actually quite hot now, which feels a bit weird because I knew it would get hotter later on, you know. This summer,
it's going to be a nice weekend, this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be like 30 and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, not that hot though. No? It's cold in the mornings. The day is starting to shrink in terms of like length of day. Daylight savings is almost over.
Yeah, it sucks.
Do you like that?
No, I hate it. But I feel like I get more sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in bed earlier, it's like 6:30 and it's fucking dark. No, it's 7:30 now, but it's still, it's shrinking.
Yeah, but that'll quickly, got like 8 days left.
I find that weird.
The time changes.
How it all just works. Like, yeah, the time changes and stuff. Like, who come up with that?
I'm not sure. But did you know that like a couple of days ago it was a full moon?
Yeah.
Did you get out and charge your crystals?
Everyone was howling. Everyone in the backyards. I was like, the dogs are out tonight. No.
Well, weird things happen during a full moon. I think that's a normal thing. Like, people go a bit mad, you know? And
well, someone's gone a bit mad near me because last night at the time of recording this.
Tuesday night,
Tails was just coming back from work or whatever. And then all of a sudden there's like dead set, like four or five fire trucks and like cop cars everywhere. Ambulances, there's like bulk people, so many people, and everyone's outside their house like watching what's going on. One of the double stories near us. Anyway, she's come back, had to take the long way around, just wanted a sticky peek. Let's take the dogs for a walk and just have a squeeze.
Which
everyone in the neighborhood was doing. It's very convenient. Everyone's walking their dogs. It was crazy, bro. And then everyone's outside the house. What I found weird was that, like,
so what services are there? We're talking fire?
Everything.
Fire, ambos,
yep.
Police. SWAT team?
So I was getting to that. So there's like this unmarked van that just comes, silver, looks like your laptop, just fucking slick, Steve Jobs looking fucking van. Anyway, these four dudes get out, all dressed in all black and start putting on all this like padding and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
The bulletproof vests.
Yeah, all that shit.
But
there was cops and shit everywhere. Yeah, there were guns and stuff. We heard a kid scream and we're like, this is fucking crazy. Anyway, we looked on the, you know, on the Facebook group or whatever, just to see, like, has anyone done a post? Like, what's going on?
Someone tell me what's happening here.
Anyway, there was a thread going and then someone said that there's a dude that's just barricaded himself in and poured petrol around his house. And then someone on the Vic Emergencies app said it's like a hazard zone or whatever it was. So that comment ended up getting deleted. And then someone's posted something about like,
this is two streets from your house though.
No, it's like a block away. It's like a block away. It's where we do the walk every time. So we walk past it. We drive past it every day. But apparently, someone's just had a bit of a breakdown. Someone's family member had to get evacuated through next door or something like that. So something's gone down. I'm not too sure what it is, to be honest, still to this day.
How many people were out? So in the neighborhood?
Everyone was out. You would have been sticky. I kept thinking about you the whole time. Remember when we had the SWAT team
at Airport West
and you were just outside. You were just like, interview me, please. As soon as the news trucks come up, you were just like begging. Robbie would love this right now.
At the time, when the one that happened at Airport West, my bedroom was on the street.
Yeah.
When people walk past.
But it was weird that you got dressed up. You didn't gel your hair normally.
I wore a hat, mate. I can always put my hand out the window. But that was a freaky thing. I think we're not used to seeing like SWAT teams and helicopters and all sorts of different things. So it's like, especially when something like that happens in like a pretty sleepy, quiet little area.
Nothing happens around here,
well,
really.
Maybe there is things going on. You're not aware, mate.
Big Walter White just living around the corner.
Seems a bit sus, doesn't it?
Something's going on, but someone's had a bit of a mental breakdown, which I hope everything's all right, to be honest, because I don't know what's happened. And
but you do love a sticky beak, so it doesn't surprise me.
Well, the neighborhood does. That's what I've realized. Like behavior, I was like, behavioral scientists would be out there going, like, I'm imagine Adam Ferrier from Think About.
Oh, he's
out there, just absorbing, like, what's going on? All these people are around.
People want to know. If something's going on, like, it's that big, I feel like.
In your own backyard.
If it's in your street, you have a right to know.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be all over it, wouldn't you? You'd be like, hang on, I've got a kid in there. If something's going on, I need to know.
Something, like, if I live across the road and something bad's going on in there all the time,
yeah,
I'd like to know.
What about a block away, like me? Is that appropriate?
No, you're outside the radius,
I think. Yeah. But that's the track that we take the dog.
You're out there door knocking. Neighborhood watch, hey, just letting you know, if you need any soup, I'll bring you over some soup. I'm a good guy.
Nah, there are those people though, aren't they? They kind of live for the chaos a bit. That's where they thrive. They're like, I hope something bad happens soon so I can really be there for people.
Hey, let's,
I don't
get,
know.
Can I get your phone number and your email address? I'll start a WhatsApp group. That's all good.
You are a bit like that though, because you're someone, I feel like if they had cameras in their house, you'd be watching them all the time on your phone and that, wouldn't you?
Not that extreme.
You're very para, aren't you?
Well, we've had a car break in. We've had two little examples of things. The street we're living in, Hudson Street, they had the home invasion where the two cars got stolen at the end of our street. Had the cops sort of around. There's plenty going on Armstrong Creek. And now
How would you go, you reckon, with a home invasion? You'd lie over like a little bee, I reckon.
I invite them in.
Do you want a coffee, bro? Hey, what do you actually want? Is it money for drugs? Just let me know.
Hey, go to a different house because you're not finding it here.
It is. I wonder, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel pretty safe until you hear something like that and you're like, that's crazy.
Now you're just going to, you're a homebody anyway. No one can just come in, break into your house. You never leave the house.
Yeah, imagine Winston. Yeah. That'd be scared, honestly.
He's a loud barker.
He's a loud barker.
He still barks and he still freaks me out. Like, I still like the initial, like, minute.
Yeah.
Of the first, when he first walks
he's
in the door.
He's barking at you to, like, fucking pat me.
I know.
You know? Like, I know. I'm very excited. Thanks for coming over.
I just make sure I've got my process down pat now. Yeah. It's like I let him get into the lounge room beforehand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll just scratch a fuck out of me.
Yeah. You so just got to put, just point.
Go. I have the process down pat. Yeah. Don't worry. I've been here enough times.
Yeah.
I've been here enough times. But hey, this week we've dropped our episode with Hannah Ferguson, Cheek Media.
Yeah. You said Click Media before, so.
Off the line.
I can't believe it.
Don't try to throw me under as if I've got another thing wrong. I haven't. Cheek Media, I feel like talking to Hannah, this is a really intellectual chat.
H. Ferg.
Obviously, you were probably. H. Probably said the least in the intellectual chat, didn't you?
I feel like I brought the human element. You guys are just like getting at it and just, I loved it. I was just absorbing the information. I'm like, let's just bring it back down to a human level a little bit.
The observer. You know? I'll call you the observer.
No, I thought I was good. Honestly, I chimed in special comments when required. I just got to. Like, make people laugh, I feel like. That's my job.
What's this guy's name from...
Karamo.
Big Geelong forward. Used to be Billy Brownless.
Oh, Billy Brownless. Do you reckon I'm the Billy Brownless of business?
I think that's what you're... That's the role you played in this conversation.
I feel like it was good, though. I feel like some people will just come to listen to me, though. As well, you know, we got a guest on. They want to hear the story, but they're like, oh, I want to hear what Locke has to say.
I'm sure.
What questions are you
going to
ask?
I've actually seen so many of those messages come through over the last 4 years since doing the pod of just... People coming because it's you.
Yeah, they should be like, when is Lachlan Bradford going to do a solo project?
Solo show.
That's what I'm getting at. Everyone's been sliding into the inbox going, you just got to start something big, Lachlan.
Feel free to take it. Feel free to take it there. If you haven't already, go and listen to that episode. I feel like when we, new age media, alternative views and opinions, putting yourself out there on the internet.
What about nurturing a community? Over 100,000 people.
Yeah, crazy.
And people, like, I feel like that's next level shit. Like, you're out and about and people...
Public hate is also an interesting thing, but that's comes with the territory.
That's just sharing
of
your opinion,
out there,
isn't it? Especially when they're like polarizing, creating friction.
I like when you said that we just get splinters on our ass from sitting on the fence.
That's what I've learned from you. I used to have an opinion, and I'm hanging out with you, and you're just like, just zip and just shut.
Hey, restraint is a skill.
Restraint is a skill. Don't have an opinion. Don't stand for anything.
I think it's not about standing for anything. It's like you got to choose your battles.
Yeah.
You can't stand for everything.
Yeah,
don't want to fight on every topic.
Yeah.
I don't care that much to
just
fight.
Just let it flow, baby. That'd be the name of your book, I reckon. Just let it flow. Just let it go.
Well, talking about letting it go.
Yeah, well,
I don't think the police are letting this one go.
What happened?
Big Diddy.
Oh, I can't believe this. What's he done, though? What's he actually... Should I look it up?
No, what's he...
Do you know what's he done? Like, what has he done?
He's being investigated for being... Setting up pretty much... Because he's like the puppet master of Hollywood music.
Hip-hop
scene. And they're saying he's been investigated from all range of different things, from blackmail, underage minors, drugs. They're saying he's the Epstein of the music industry.
You're kidding.
He's setting a bunch of people up. He's been involved in a bunch of different shady stuff. And
like R. Kelly stuff?
Yeah.
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 Are they friends?
Yeah. And now he's gone. He can't be found.
So do you reckon like the 90s and stuff, yeah, before the internet and stuff, these people would have thought, I can just get away with whatever the fuck I want because nothing's going to come back. And I feel like it's all just come back.
Well, didn't you, Cat Williams had the podcast where he talked about different things and he called out Diddy and he called out a bunch of other people and 50 Cent's been calling him out. But I feel like this is one of those ones where you see it go live and he fled. His private plane ended up on some island in the Caribbean where he wasn't on it. The people who were being arrested, he's left.
His kids in that.
When they did the raid, they raided his house and his kids got arrested. Was he there? No, he wasn't there.
So where is he?
That's
so
right.
So he's on the run.
He's on the run.
Oh, no way. I thought they handcuffed him in that.
No. He's not found.
Because I was looking at the photos and I was like, where? I haven't
not
read
him,
the article.
It's his kids. He left his kids get arrested. And they're saying like, the same way that we covered the Epstein thing, the setup of the cameras and the footage of the different rooms and they're saying for years that he's...
So he's been blackmailing people like that.
He's pretty much saying like, I can make you. But it's a lot of it's also power. Yeah, power, influence. But then again, like we covered, the more power and influence you get, the weirder people like to go.
Yeah, well, it's like they really want it, don't they? It's like Hannah said, the politicians who really want the power and influence, they shouldn't be the ones in power.
Well, there's a couple. This is all a lot of it's come out with another lawsuit, which is alleged in things like underage minors involved, or lots of weird stuff. And
because in different countries, is it like the age and stuff is different? That's why they fly to different places and get these people and stuff?
I just think some
these
of
kids
them,
and shit?
Yeah. I just think at the end of the day...
So they're trying to break all
there's
the
a lot
laws.
Of weird double-up connections at the moment from the stuff I'm reading on the line.
Look, you're sensing some patterns. In the what was that web. Show? Numbers.
Numbers.
You're in your brain's just like...
Yeah, I'm numbersing
give
it
us
up.
What you think now. Give us a little short summary. What do you think?
I think there's a big connection between a lot of the child sex trafficking and the weird stuff that goes on from a lot of the same people that would have been connected in with the Epstein stuff.
Yeah.
In with the same people who are mixing. It's just like a high profile people
just
mixing.
A few groups
stuff.
Just mixing in, yeah.
And I just think this is a hard one because people sell their soul for fame and notoriety. So it's like, what would you do to be famous?
Yeah.
It's just the same as the
what
Harvey
are you giving up? What are you giving
same
up?
Same as the Harvey Weinstein in the actor's side. It's just all of those same people are at the same party. So that's
like,
how I see it.
What about someone like a Britney Spears now? Are you seeing her? She looks like off the rails.
Yeah, well, they're saying
what's the go there?
She's just been head cooked. It's a bit the same as like the Nickelodeon story with the people breaking.
That's not out in Australia yet, is it?
No, but it's like
I've seen some TikToks with that Josh Peck guy or whatever.
Yeah, it's about the stuff talking about how what happened to these child actors on the Nickelodeon set and the duty of care and the responsibility of people who are sexual predators and perverts for young kids. And
why are they so desperate to work in kids' TV?
Yeah, but like you should see some of the ones that are coming out now on Twitter. It's talking about like the episodes where Puff Daddy's on all these Nickelodeon shows, and it's like,
no way.
What is going on?
No way.
It's swear. It's a weird,
fucking
super weird.
Innocence
story.
Is just dead, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think that's one of the harsh ones, is because it's like, that's just too much. It's too much to handle, really.
Oh, did you like P. Diddy listening to his songs?
Not really.
I didn't really know. What does he sing? What are some of his songs?
I don't know. No, he's not the. He's less.
He's
of a
label
singer.
Owner, isn't he?
Yeah,
and he's got the media company, doesn't he? Now?
Yeah, he sold
he's
out.
Trying to control the narrative.
He sold out all his shares.
Did he?
Everything's coming out saying that he's actually sold out all of his shares in certain things in the lead up to this stuff.
Oh, so he knew. He's got a game plan, bro.
You haven't found him yet.
Imagine if he just drops another album out of the blue, just Spotify, and he's just like, and it's called like On the Run.
A lot of the stuff they're saying is he was.
Maybe, that's a good marketing campaign.
He might have been involved with the. Death of Tupac and a bunch of these other ones.
No
and Kanye
way.
And his rants and things he's been calling out.
But he's on another planet too, isn't he?
Everyone's calling out.
Is he off his rocker, Kanye?
It's hard to just... I just find this whole stuff a bit weird because it's like...
Everything's weird, bro.
Everything's weird. How do you care? How do you actually just be like, all right, well, that's a bit much. Oh. Do I have to keep liking these people's music? Why do we...
I feel like Kanye's just lost the plot a bit, hasn't he?
People worship like pop culture icons, you know?
Just like their songs.
It's like we said in that chat with Hannah. It's hard to get me anywhere.
I don't care. Yeah.
It's cool you sing songs. Well done.
That don't impress me much.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
A little bit.
That was like, because I watch all the wrestling things and I hear their takes on the worldview and I'm like, why am I really listening to their take on this? You know? Just watch the rest
step
of
back it. Step back a step, I reckon.
Well, people might think that about us. They're like, they're such a trusted source.
Oh,
what they say is true.
The gospel. Gospel.
Do you reckon people like listen to you and they like regurgitate some of your thoughts and opinions? Do you hope that?
I hope so.
Do you hope you have that influence?
Not really.
You have that influence on me sometimes.
Thanks, I appreciate
it. I'm like, I don't know what to think on this, but Robbie said this, so I'll just say this.
What's going on? Word vomit.
Yeah, well, you're the puppet master. You know who we did see on TV the other day, though? When Tommy Stewart's kid dropped the little elephant or toy or whatever it was.
Oh, in the footy.
Running out. Wertho knows where the camera is.
Mark Worthington is the well-being officer, off-field
identity coach
or something like that. Yeah, but there he was getting his TV time.
He knows where the camera is. Don't worry about that. He never looks at the camera, but he knows for sure.
Well, you're at the footy this weekend, Easter long weekend. What are you excited about?
Oh, chocolate. You know what, though? I'm not looking forward to like people giving me red tulip and stuff.
You just want straight up
Cadbury. Straight up Cadbury. Yeah,
no, I agree.
Do you agree? Do you reckon that's the last eaten, if at all?
I don't want that other brand.
No.
Not for me, thanks.
What about some Aldi chocolate? I reckon you'd be happy with that.
Mm,
I hope someone gets you some ice cream with chocolate bits in it.
Ew.
Why?
Ew.
You don't like it, do you? Nah. What do you normally get for Easter?
Just plain chocolate.
Yeah.
My favourite chocolate outside of plain stuff is probably like caramello, strawberry,
Top deck,
yeah.
Black Forest.
It gets
what about ice cream and that? Do you get any of that?
Cookies and cream or plain. Yeah. Not ice cream for Easter.
Nah,
ice cream for
Easter. We always have ice cream for Easter.
But your mum makes it though.
Ice cream slice. You want her to make you some?
Yeah, bring some back.
I'll bring some back. I'll get a tray for you, like you did for me. So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's episode. But it's been good, hasn't it? Robin Locke, I like your little intro.
Thanks, mate.
You're good, huh?
Enjoy your Easter break. Actually, no, it's not even Easter break yet. Listen to the episode tomorrow, then enjoy your Easter break.
All this good stuff on. How many days off do we get? It's like 4 or 5.
Two,
isn't it?
Two. Friday, Monday.
Yeah. That's a good holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good holiday. Anyway.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.